This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year.
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations. Forgotten. The history.
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Odyssey Sports presents Big Time Baseball.
Tony Gwynn Jr., MLB Baseball Insider, here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Tony, I want to start with what happened to Drew Smith with the Mets. Because the umps are checking guys more and more. We're seeing this. And now we've seen guys get ejected and now suspended for the sticky stuff. And I want to get your thoughts on this because we've seen this a couple of different times with the Mets this season.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's a situation where I think Major League Baseball needs to clarify what exactly constitutes as sticky stuff. And there's got to be a way to check this, right? Because what we do know is that sweat and rosin creates a really sticky substance, basically, on your hands. And that, by rule, is legal. But in real time, when umpires are checking it, they don't have any way to verify that's what the sticky stuff is. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, discretionary, it hasn't happened a lot, but it has happened a few times. Particular umpires take exception to what it looks like, and they will eject you. And I don't know that that's necessarily fair if these guys are actually following the rules.
Yeah, and I guess we're gonna have to go get like a sticky expert. We get Columbo out there in a trench coat, and we get like a CSI. Miami's gonna come out too and get the beakers. I mean, how do you fix this?
I mean, I don't know. I think the way you fix it is you make the ball so that they have a tack like they do in Japan so that guys don't have to have something that they're putting on it. But right now it's really, because it's a discretionary call, it doesn't happen a lot, but for one umpire can touch the same, two different umpires can touch the same hand and interpret it different. And that's the problem with the rule. And so for the time being, you're going to see these random ejections. And there's really not going to be an explanation of, you know, what exactly it was. And so we're left. And a lot of times these guys' reputations are kind of sullied a little bit. And, you know, in a lot of ways for no reason, it seems like.
Right. It was funny watching Scherzer have a meltdown. So anything with the Mets. Which brings us to a question we were asking yesterday. And get your take, Tony. As Tony Gwynn Jr. joins us here. When would the Mets get to a point where they throw up the white flag? And I know there's only a few teams that could rent some of the players the Mets have under contract, but what do you think about when the Mets, could they get to the point where Cohen actually throws in the towel?
I don't know that he can, honestly. You spent so much money on that team. What are you doing? You're going to get prospects to rebuild? They're not there. They are in a win now mode. And so I don't think you can throw the flag. You got to fight to the end. And if that turns out not to be great, you can reevaluate during the offseason, but this isn't one of those situations where the Mets are on the cusp of figuring out with an old roster that, you know, whether they should move forward. Yes, you do have some older pitchers at the front end of your rotation, but for the most part, a team offensively is pretty young and in their prime. And so I don't think they're in a position where they can throw up the white flag. They'll have to just wear it this season and kind of readjust for next season.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Tony Gwynn Jr. joining us, Odyssey MLB insider, host of Odyssey original podcast, Big Time Baseball with John Heyman, covering all things MLB. How do you feel about what's going on in Oakland? How do you feel as a former player? I've heard players say they feel bad for the Oakland fans, but it's business and they understand with this move to Vegas. How do you feel about it?
It does make me sick, honestly. I grew up in an era where Oakland was like the one of the premier organizations, right? And so you do feel bad for that fan base because it's a really solid fan base. I think at this point they're just fed up, right? And you know, you can only watch a team be built up to only tear it down. I mean, almost on an every year basis. Before you're just done. I think there was a time where they were willing to tolerate it because every year they were at least fighting for something. They were in contention, right? But now it just has gone to the point where it's pretty obvious that they're fielding a team that will not be a good one, and so that they can move up out of there. And you know, I think that's a sad place for the game to be in. Ultimately, it is a business. They will do what they need to do. But for those of us who've been following this game as long as I have, you can't feel anything but sorry for the Oakland fan base.
And by the way, Tony, just as a sidebar, I read a couple articles this week from one of the Oakland beat writers. The A's are doing everything in their power to screw up this move to Las Vegas, by the way. There's a lot of questions.
I mean, that's what it sounds like. And, you know, I know they cleared a big hurdle yesterday getting – some of that the funds passed for that new stadium they're trying to build, but there has been I think it's safe to say ownership has not handled any of this the way that you would like to see it handled.
Tony, before we let you go and get out of here, we were talking about our Braves, and I do want to get your thoughts. You know, they struggled a little bit against the Tigers. They lost the first game, won a doubleheader yesterday. But when you look at the standings right now and you go down the list of teams that are in first place, you know, the Rays, we talked about it last week with you, 5 games in front of Baltimore. Minnesota's 3.5 in front of Cleveland. This is the American League. Texas is 3.5 in front of Houston. And the Braves are right now 4.5, basically 5 games in front of Miami. And, you know, it's one of these things every time the Mets win, and we keep bringing up the Mets because they were supposed to be our nemesis, it's going to be Miami, right? I mean, they're not going away, and they seem like – whatever it is those young guys are doing down there, they're starting to believe. And so I just want to ask you about this division, specifically the NL East, and then the Braves and what you see as we head into the middle part of June.
I mean, listen, I think we'd be silly to count the Mets out at this point. I mean, we just literally watched the Mets and the Braves do opposite things last year and watched the Braves just hawk them down. So, I mean, I think, you know, from what I see, the Marlins aren't going anywhere. That's a big credit to Skip Schumacher, their manager. He's a really good, brilliant baseball mind. He sees the game in a way that I think these young guys can relate to. And I think that's why – and at this point, they've played enough baseball to where they believe, you know, who they are. They believe what they put on the win-loss column. And so they're not going anywhere. I think this division is going to be fun to watch. As we get into the summer months, we get deeper into the season – I fully expect this to be a 4-team race. Now, the Braves are still the creme de la creme. I don't think there's any argument there. They have the best team. I think they still have the best roster, the most cohesive roster. And I expect that they'll win the division when it's all said and done. But I don't think it's just going to be a runaway. I think these teams will kick it in gear. I think especially the Mets, they'll kick it in gear. They're playing in a very same pattern as the Padres are, who have started to pick it up here as of late.
Tony, appreciate the time, man. Thanks as always. Tony Gwynn Jr., host of the Odyssey original podcast, Big Time Baseball, John Heyman. Check him out, guys. We'll talk to you next week, my man.
Okay, take care.